number 11.
Item number 11 from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report on the Park Ranger Program. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Would you introduce yourself, please, sir?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board and staff. My name is John Nelson. I'm the Safety, Security, and Training Manager at Parks.
Please proceed.
Okay.
Enlighten us as to item number 11.
Okay. A brief overview of the Ranger program and looking at exactly what our Ranger's philosophy is. The objective of our mission is to maintain order in all the parks and spaces in Milwaukee County and create an atmosphere where individuals and families alike may enjoy a nationally recognized park system without fear for their safety or their children's safety. And what we're doing with that is we're taking our program and we're saying we're going to be visible, we're going to be ambassadors to the public, and we're going to be there to work with them so they can enjoy the spaces, whether they're doing rentals, whether they're at the dog exercise areas, boat launches, whatever it is. We're there to assist them, enforce ordinances when we have to, and oftentimes diffuse rental issues in parks if we need to. That's what we're looking at.
Very good. And I see some uniformed personnel
right
here with us this morning.
And part of that, you know, looking at them, being approachable, things like that is, you know, well, what do they look like? What do they wear? Who are they? And I brought with us today, there's two of our Ranger in charges, Amy Pop and Robert Warzala. It's a very, you know, straightforward, it says Ranger in the backs, Parks. It's a great look. It's professional. It's different than what you're going to normally see with a law enforcement officer out there, but it is inviting. And we have a lot of citizens that are coming up, approaching us, asking questions for park locations. Where do we park? You know, what's this permit mean? And they do an excellent job.
Questions by committee. Supervisor Borkowski, Supervisor Alexander, and Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, welcome, and I know both of them were able to attend one of my functions, and so it's nice to see you both. I guess one of the things that I guess I would like to reinforce is that over the course of time, the county policy as far as dogs in the park has really changed. I mean, it's 6 foot or less leash and a scooper. And what I have noticed is that, you know, I think people are now taking it beyond that, that there isn't a leash or there isn't a scooper. You know, there are, in essence, sometimes multiple dogs. Sometimes these dogs are the size of Shetland ponies. And I guess what I'd ask is that our rangers be cognizant of that. You know, those people that don't have dogs, you know, are, and especially the big ones, you know, when somebody from 100 yards yells, "He doesn't bite," that doesn't necessarily, well, it, you know, and if you're grandma with the grandkids at the swings, you know, that really is not that comforting. Yeah. And so I'd like to see us really, you know, hey, I think that the county have gone above and beyond the call as far as allowing dogs in our parks. But I also think that many people are taking that to another extreme, and that needs to be reined in.
Mr. Nelson, sir.
Yes, one of the things that we're doing with this, with our education enforcement through education, is approaching these situations independently, looking at them and saying, okay, if we're at a park that normally doesn't have dog issues, we are very strict with them, because we receive a lot of complaints. We receive a lot of calls on that, and as well as enforcing it inside our actual dog exercise areas, because you've got people that are paying these annual fees, $25 for a dog to enjoy this park. They want to have it, make sure that their dog isn't at harm or they're not at harm. And you've got, that's where you're really, we're seeing a lot of the, not want to say finger pointing, but reminding us of, hey, you may want to look over there, that's an issue. And we've seen that, that's been one of our focal points for this summer, just to put it like that. But yes, I absolutely agree with you, sir, and that's what we will continue to do.
Thank you.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. How many parks rangers do we have right now?
We have 8 seasonals, and two in-charges that we've used for 2012. Right now, left on our budget, and it's an extremely reduced budget for the end of the year. We have two seasonals on, and right now, for example, where their main primary post will be Red Arrow for ice skating, things like that, at the mug events, at the domes. Those are the type, because we've really pared down our staff, because it's our main focus is Memorial Day to Labor Day. That's where we maximize our staff.
And Mr. Chairman, could Mr. Nelson offer clarification as to how the park rangers integrate with the sheriff's office or MPD as far as if they witness or hear about something illegal or that is a public safety concern going on in the park? You know, we have different layers of, mm-hmm. I guess, watchdog and law enforcement. How are they working together?
Former Deputy Nelson.
What you're looking at is a partnership and a liaison. And if I give an example, like this summer with the pool decks, when the temperatures are approaching that 90-degree mark, we post rangers, we communicate that with local law enforcement, like, for example, at Washington Pool, working real close with District 3. We have an issue or a situation where there is fighting going on. All of our ranger staff carry radios that are directly connected with the sheriff's office dispatch. They log in the morning. They log in where they're at. They communicate. It's by design to parallel law enforcement. So the dispatch people know exactly where your staff is at. Then when you're calling it in and you have a situation, you know, multiple people fighting on the pool deck, or we suspect drug use in vehicles outside, I take the staff and we start with our training. You need to be a trained observer. You need to be able to know when you report it through our dispatch center, county's dispatch center, when you report it, that you are very effective. You know, you're covering the who, what, where, when, why, you're covering the color of the vehicle, as much information as you can get to be effective. And then we go to like a mug event, music under glass. We are out there in the lots. We're working with MPD, who's been there every time, with the sheriff's office, to make sure that we're looking at things like, well, suspicious people that we're trying to prevent auto break-ins. So we are very fluid in our actions, but yet we are in constant communication with both branches of law enforcement in the county.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Alexander asked two of the questions that I was interested in because I'm interested in this program. So I would only ask, you know, what parks are you in? How do you decide which parks to patrol? And I guess I was wanted to know what kind of issues that you dealt with. So you kind of just told me that and your relationship with the sheriff. So just what parks are you in, and you know, how do you decide which parks to patrol at any given time?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor.
Our basic patrol zone setup is we operate out of four hubs. I have the rangers permanently assigned to these hubs. For example, at Grant Park, I have a ranger that's down there. That's where he reports to. He grabs his vehicle from there. He right away starts. He'll hit dog parks. He'll hit, you know, Warnemont. He'll go over to Rawson. He'll do checks on permits, advise myself, or if we need to, with South Milwaukee, if there's something going on in that area. I'm using a normal day. If there's a day where, like I say, it's 90 degrees or above, all hands are on pool decks, and they work in pairs. Because not only is it imperative that the public is safe, but our employees have to be safe or they're not going to show up for work. So that's a big portion of how we determine where you're going to be. And if there is a major event going on, Big Bang, July 3rd fireworks, 4th of July, we're very fluid and mobile in how we assign things. Now, if you have also a nice concert at Washington at the band shell, and it's a Tuesday night concert series, or at Burner, that's where our staff will be there. So we're very fluid, and that's how we determine where the staff's going to be.
Okay, great. Do you guys have any training on self-defense, or do you have any arrest powers or anything like that?
We have citation authority to write citations. We have limited training on verbal offensive influence, verbal judo, that type of thing. You're using your, you know, your. We are not out there to take people into custody. if we see a situation, if there is a situation that's that requires immediate action for the safety of one of our own or a citizen, we will take action. However, that action is going to be that of a normal citizen. Mm-hmm. And that's how that's what I train, that's what I instill. We don't want to look for it, but we want to be aware of it.
Okay. And how would you like to see this program strengthened?
I would like to see a increase in staffing, and I say that cautiously because I understand the cost implications, in creating maybe one or two more hubs, for example, like Washington Park, having two rangers report out of Washington Park. You've got the pool, you've got the waiting pool, you've got the band shell, you've got a need that I've seen over the summer. Now, granted, this past summer may have been an anomaly with how hot it was, but with, you know, record attendance at the pools, that's a need. And that's a need that we can justify through, I believe, a little bit more staffing in there, but I am very cautious with saying that because I understand the cost implications.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Nelson, it's a pleasure to meet you today.
Thank you, sir.
This morning. We had spoken the summer on the 4th of July, I believe it was. There was an incident down at South Shore Park where I'd gone with my family to enjoy the fireworks. And there's an individual there having a fight with, I presume, his girlfriend. And I had to intervene because he was directly threatening her. He pushed her at one point. And unfortunately, there was no law enforcement there. There was no park rangers there. And nothing happened as a result other than the guy cooled down eventually. They disappeared into the crowd after the confrontation. But and I know you are aware of our needs, and you just outlined how you deploy your rangers. And by the way, this is nothing against the rangers. I knew Joe. Mm-hmm. He was at Humboldt Park a lot this past summer. I think he did good work there. So I don't think I need to stress where you guys need to be. And I know, Mr. Nelson, you're going to be on top of that for sure.
Yes.
But more presence would be appreciated, and that's why I think we need to have more rangers, period. More rangers. The cost-benefit ratio is really good. It doesn't cost that much. The benefits of keeping the public safe are very high, almost immeasurable. With that, I just want to thank you for coming. Thank your rangers for coming with you today. I would see more you in the blue and black. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any further questions by committee members? I would note that I first became acquainted with John Nelson when he was then Deputy Nelson at the lakefront, working for the Sheriff's Department in that hectic, sometimes crazy atmosphere, and he proved himself, to my satisfaction and anyone else who was paying attention, to be a very able public safety administrator. And I think the parks recognizing that made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Thank you.
So it's really good to have you on board.
Well, it's an honor to serve under Director Keegan, and I appreciate that, sir.
Thank you so much. Item number 12, please.